Welcome back to the Book Nook. My name is Zane and I love bringing new wonderful stories to you every week. Today's story, Hippo Wants to Dance, is a Book Dash book by Sam Beck Bessinger, voiced by Edna Gishov.
Hippo wants to dance. She jumps up and down on the dusty ground. Thump, 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 thump. You're getting dirt on me, says Shongololo, sleeping in the sun. Go and dance somewhere else. Hippo wants to dance. She rolls into the river and splashes her arms and legs. Splish, splash, splish, splash. You're making me wet, says Kingfisher, hunting for her breakfast. Go and dance somewhere else. Hippo wants to dance. She twirls around and around in a field, kicking her legs up high. Swoosh, 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 swoosh. Be careful. You nearly kicked me, says Meerkat, bathing his babies. Go, just go and dance somewhere else. Hippo wants to dance. She flops into a puddle of mud and slides around on her nice big belly. Squish, squash, squish, squash. Why don't you stop dancing? Asks Donkey, carrying his buckets. Why can't you do something useful with your time instead? Hippo is sad. She is too sad to dance. She sits on a rock and cries. The tears roll down her cheeks and fall on the ground. Plop, plop. Grasshopper hears Hippo's tears. Plop, plop. He starts dancing around her feet. Hop, 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 hop. Plop, plop. Plop, plop. Hippo and Grasshopper start to dance and the other animals come to look. Plop, plop, hop, hop. Dance, dance, hip, hop. The end.
That's it. I hope you enjoyed this week's story. Find this and many other stories on bookdash.org. As always, the production of this episode has been made possible by the African creators and marketers at Verge. See you next time!